stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, August 5th. Hi, Mia.
Hi.
We're both here. We're both alive and energized for a new week, right? Or should I just speak for myself? How are you doing
Monday
today?
Hey, at least it's sunny out.
It is sunny.
It was like this morning. It was cold and chilly, and I was like, should I grab a jacket? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It'll be nice. It's going to be like almost 80 today, I think.
Yeah, well, that's nice. We always have good weather here.
Yeah.
And we've beat this topic to death. So we're just reporting today is a sunny day. In a couple of days, people will be listening to the show. It's like, who gives a shit about the weather? But it's a good way to open the show, I guess.
You know? But people, you know, that listen in other parts of the country might not have the same weather as us and might just be curious as to what the weather's like in Los Angeles.
Except the weather's the same every day, you know? It's not news.
No, not at night, though. It's been freaking freezing at night.
It has been cold at night, yeah.
Yeah.
It has been like that for months now, you know? It never got warm at night.
I know. I don't understand that. I feel like there's been like two nights like that, but
yeah.
I feel like it's still like winter nights. Like I'm cold.
I know. It's weird, huh?
Like I always have to change, you know?
I don't remember it ever being like this in L.A., you know, where it's like still cold in August.
Yeah.
At night, you know? It's crazy.
But I mean, it's hot during the day. That's what I don't get.
Right.
It's like super nice, and then it gets cold.
Well, that's fine. You know, we'll take it. Whatever. We still have the best weather anywhere, you know.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
Yeah. So, so that's the thing. And we're into August. And have you seen any good movies lately?
I saw Wolverine. And it was good because I love, you know, those kind of movies. But it was just so predictable.
Really?
I felt like, I just knew everything that was going to happen before it actually did.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they've already made a couple movies on him. I mean, how much new stuff can they reveal?
I mean, like, because they had, you know, they had the whole X-Men thing where this was, like, just, you know, this is just focus on Wolverine.
Wasn't there a movie about Wolverine alone? Like, before that?
With Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, last year, right?
It might have been.
Yeah, there was another one.
It wasn't another X-Men? I don't know. I can't keep it all straight. There's been, like, four X-Men.
Another Wolverine.
And then,
Yeah, something like that. X-Men and something subtitled with the Wolverine or something. Yeah, that's right. The Origins of Wolverine? Okay.
Okay. Because I know the last one to come out before this was X-Men First Class. And that was like the prequel one. Like they went all the way back to the beginning to where they first discovered like the mutants and everything. And then they got this special force together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because in that one, Hugh Jackman only had one line.
Really? The whole movie?
Yes, I think so. Like he's in a bar and the two, you know, Charles Xavier and what's the other guy, Magneto, whatever. They come up to him and he's in a bar and he's got a drink in front of him. He's just chilling, you know, and they come up to either side of him. They're starting to talk about like, oh, we have this, you know, thing with other mutants and blah, blah, blah. And I think he just says something like, fuck off. And that was like his only line in X-Men First Class. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
He comes through as very angry. I guess it's an angry character, you know?
Yeah, it is. Logan, the Wolverine. So Hugh Jackman gets ripped, man.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, oh, his body's insane. insane.
I know. For the amount of money he gets, I would do it too.
Yeah.
Workout every day.
I know, right? Yeah, hey, how hard could it be?
Yeah.
Well, he had to do the opposite for Les Mis. He had to get like so like thin. Sickly skinny. Like
right.
It was almost like borderline unhealthy.
Wow, really? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Oh, man. He had to. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a
that
good actor. Yeah.
Strong role for sure.
Yeah. So was it good? Did you like the movie?
I did. It was just, I just found it to be very predictable.
Yeah.
Like I just felt like I knew
yeah.
how it was going to play out since, you know.
So it wasn't as much fun as it could have been.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I did enjoy it though, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is how I put it with movies. I'm like a simple minded guy. Mm. Anything that blows up, or goes fast, or fights, or kills, is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right. Crazy, like car movies and.
So you like that?
Action movies. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I
That's
love.
That's the tomboy in you coming out, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is. And sports and cars and all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
That's my thing.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
sounds good.
You know, I mean, I guess there's some like good. Chick flicks out there, but I don't know, it's just not really my thing. Like, they don't appeal to me,
really.
Like, I never see that and be like, oh my gosh, we have to see that the day it comes out, looks so cute. No,
not for you.
No, not so much. Like, maybe like I'll Netflix it,
uh-huh.
you know, if I'm hearing good things about it, but I don't know, if I'm going to a movie, I gotta see like 3D like action, like, you know, things blowing up like in my face.
Yeah,
you know?
Elaborate. Yeah.
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 Yeah, like real action.
I know. It sounds good. Have you you know, I don't watch TV, but I've been watching Under the Dome. And
have you?
I think I told you about it, right?
Yeah, I mean I've only seen like one episode.
Oh, you gotta see the whole thing, you know. I mean it's a series.
Yeah.
And it's based on Stephen King's book, which I read too. And this one's cool, you know, I mean it's like different. It's a different type of a movie, but it just shows you how when you keep people closed in a small place where they can't leave, then mm-hmm. all kinds of shit happens, you know.
I know everybody goes nuts.
Crime and you know.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because I mean,
yeah.
Like what do they like? I don't know. Like how's it gonna end up?
Yeah.
Like everyone just divides up and starts killing each other.
Yeah.
Either that or maybe like outside of the dome is like a War of the Worlds situation. Mm. And for some reason, all the people that are like stuck in the dome, like, uh-huh. I don't know why
That's
they're supposed
nice
to be
twist.
Saved, but then maybe then they realize like, oh, maybe we should stop killing
that
each other because we're
thing.
Supposed to be, you know, sticking around for a reason.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up now.
Yeah, you are.
Don't quote me on that. But how hilarious would it be if I was actually right? I mean,
right.
I never read the book, so.
Yeah. No, it kind of ends with no ending. I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of things are left unexplained.
Well, of course.
When I read the book, it's like the last quarter of it sucked, as far as I was concerned, you know.
Hmm.
I thought it could have been done a lot better in the book, but what do I know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw the second episode and they were showing like, oh, previously on this episode of The
right.
Dome, and they show, you know, they show what happened, and I saw the scene with the cow.
With the cow getting caught
in
half.
Oh my God. Thinking, what the hell is this? Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it was pretty weird.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else is interesting?
What's that?
We're matching again today.
Oh yeah, we
Sam.
Are. Huh? Blue and white again.
How do we manage to do that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
And it's not like it's like, oh, we're just wearing blue. It's the exact same blue. Like
right.
It's a very specific blue.
That's
and
true.
It also has a little bit of, you know, of white like
right.
accents.
Right.
To
and,
it.
And I don't have many blue shirts, you know, so it's funny that I wear it on the same day
right.
that you're wearing it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird, but what can you do? You
yeah,
know?
It is.
Yeah,
it is. But anyway,
yeah.
I don't know. It's not like we plan this. Not like we talk over the weekend
no.
and be like, oh, this is what I'm gonna wear. But speaking of weekends, how was yours?
My weekend was nice.
We're like, oh wait, it's Monday. We should probably talk about weekends. That just happened.
That's true. Yeah, I guess, you know, it was beautiful weather and stuff. You know, so it was a relaxing weekend and
good.
Everything. And did you get to relax at all this weekend?
Or were you like a little
up to your activities
bit,
again?
Not really. Yeah, I was up to some activities. Actually, Alina, you know, we had her on the show. Yeah,
right.
She took our photos. I went to see her in like a, you know, kind of like fashion show, beauty pageant thing. Mm-hmm. That was on a Friday night at a club called Couture.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was fun. She looked so beautiful.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
I've seen pictures. I mean, she does look beautiful. She's a beautiful
woman.
Yeah,
she's gorgeous. I mean, not only is she a photographer, but, you know, she's
right.
a model,
she's
too.
She's a model,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
She told us she was amazing. From Eastern Europe, right? Like in,
she was originally from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan,
yeah. Because that
right.
was a part of Russia, and now
of
it's
the
its
Soviet
own,
Union, right?
Yeah. Now
yeah.
it's its own country.
That's right, from
something.
Kazakhstan. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And we made fun of Borat and stuff.
Yes, we did.
When we were talking about
we
that.
We did. I know, poor thing. It's got to be, like, somebody's always got to mention that. Like, every time somebody's like, Kazakhstan, like, oh, ha ha ha, Borat. Like,
yeah,
haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, she has to deal with this a lot, huh?
Yeah, that's yeah. like why when people are like, oh, Mamma Mia, like, oh, ha, 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 I've never heard that. Yes, my name is Mia. You're so clever. You came up with Mamma Mia. Wow. You're so original.
Oh, people do that
too. Yeah, it's wow. just, it's funny, like, especially, you know, with guys and all their silly pickup lines. Oh man, that was yeah. the best. Was like just being there to observe, you know, the fashion
yeah.
show, and then every guy's like, why aren't you in the fashion show? You've got to be a model. What do you do? What's your name? I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here we
yeah,
go.
That again.
Huh? Here we go. It was like every guy had the same pickup line.
Uh-huh.
Every guy had to mention something about like, oh, you're so beautiful. You should be in the show too. Mm. Like, why aren't you in the, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like. Like every single one of them had the same opener.
Well, it's tough being beautiful. What can I tell you?
It's just kind of funny because it's like I don't know. Think of something else. Like really, like you think you
yeah.
know somebody. I don't know.
I know. I would think you hear that all the time. So I would try to come up with something more original. You
yeah.
know?
Well, because it was a beauty pageant, like fashion show.
Right.
You know, and it was like all it was supposed to be all the. You know, beautiful women from different parts of the world.
Right.
You know, and everybody else that was there, you know, before it turned into like the after party of like the club, mm-hmm. everyone that was there were like, you know, middle-aged, you know, to like older men that were all judging and,
right.
you know, part of the like the pageant and the whole thing. So I'm just
yeah.
like just there to support my friend, you know, and there's really not any other females. Like, it was just all
oh,
guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, thankfully.
Coming to a fashion show?
You know. Yeah. Well, because it's, you know, they got
women.
Bikinis and, you know, that
right,
whole thing.
Right. But I'm
thing,
sure they
so.
Hold that show for women, not for men.
You
yeah. know, I mean, what are the men going to buy?
No, I don't think they were going to buy anything. They were just, there were about, like, 10 judges, and they were just, like,
oh, they were judging and
like
stuff.
The
okay.
competition. Yeah.
I see.
So it was
okay.
like a bikini, you know, like
yeah.
pageant competition kind of thing.
Okay. So it's not
so,
like a fashion show where people come in.
Right.
And
yeah. No,
buy
and I mean, there were, you know,
stuff.
Obviously advertising other, like, you know, dresses and bikinis and whatnot.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah. So
cool.
it was mostly guys
yeah.
that were there. And I'm like,
well, okay.
I'm just here to support my friend. Thank God I know people that work there, too, because they can, you know, kind of
yeah.
chat with me a little bit and jump in and save me every time somebody was getting a little creepy. Like, this one guy was kept asking about the material of my dress. We kept trying to, like, touch my dress,
oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, oh, my God. Like, ew.
That is your dress?
Away.
Wow, that's
yeah.
inappropriate.
Yeah,
man.
So a couple times I had to have some, like, guy friends, like, swoop in and save the day, and I'm like, oh,
wow.
thank you. He's like, yeah, that's getting out of hand.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Fun times.
Yeah. All right, well, we have a special guest in the studio who's sitting in with us, and it's not his first time. How many times? You've probably been 4 or 5 times on the show, huh, Joey?
Yeah, I've been on Sam in the Morning quite a few times. It's
yeah.
changed a couple of hosts, but
I've
been around.
Yeah. We have Joey Olson in the studio. Joey's the host of Guy Talk Radio, which is on Mondays at 4. Right here on Channel 1 on LA Talk Radio. And you've been doing the show for a while, huh? How
yeah, almost 2 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been with the station. It's been going quite well. You know, we've mixed it up with the hosts and stuff.
Right.
I've had Billy Batts with me from the beginning. Then he went away for a while. Then I got Sandy Stotzer, who also hosts a Comics Life,
right.
Channel 1, right after my show.
Right.
And so, you know, we just have a good clique of people. It's a good mix, you know.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Billy's the young single guy that never, you know, has a girlfriend, has, you know, weird quirks.
Uh-huh.
And Sandy's the old bitter married guy, kind of like you, Sam. You know,
the bitter married guy.
Yeah, and I'm like I'm the new married guy, you know, with kids.
So you're not bitter yet. Huh?
No, just tired.
Yet, keyword yet.
Yes.
I'm not bitter yet.
It's coming. I've worked with enough older men to kind of, you know, see what's going, but then I can also see their mistakes, so, you know, it's fun.
So you've been married for how long now? 4 years?
3 years.
Three years,
actually, now.
Wow. And you guys have kids?
Yeah, two kids, an almost four-year-old, and a one-year-old.
Yeah.
Aww.
So,
yeah. And
wow, already one-year-old, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, the littlest one's...
Time flies, man. It seems just like yesterday that you had a new baby, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's... Yeah. They grow crazy. He's walking, you know, yelling at me and stuff. And,
really?
Oh, yeah.
But, so you enjoy being a father, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? It's honestly one of the most fulfilling things in life.
Right.
You know, my little one, well, both of them. If I go out in the garage, because my garage is a man cave. I got a bar, couch, big flat screen
okay.
TV on the wall.
Wow.
I mean, I have a full bar,
uh-huh.
You know, like back bar,
really?
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so
that's
I go
awesome.
Out there. And I hang out, and all the neighbors know as soon as my garage door is open, hey, it's come over and hang out with Joey time.
Yeah.
And, but my kids, they're, you know, all my neighbors have kids, so they all have kids. Everybody comes over.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm out in the garage and the kids aren't there, they're crying and whining at the door.
Yeah. Wow.
Daddy, let me out.
Oh.
Daddy's busy drinking.
Daddy's drinking.
So, yeah, I mean, you like booze and stuff. It's not a secret. And and you show you guys always drink, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every week we have a different type of beer or drink. We've actually had many liquor companies come on the show. Like, we had
right.
Ron Jeremy Rum on there.
Right.
And he called in, and they came in and gave us a bunch of stuff. We actually had that big old... cut out of Ron Jeremy
yeah.
in here.
What did you do with it, man? Is it still
Sandy
house?
Took it home or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
would want to take it home with them? A cut out of Ron Jeremy.
I would have put it in my man cave.
I
mean, you know, so every time we're out
yeah.
getting really drunk and drinking, take a picture of Ron Jeremy. Hey, I'm hanging with Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we had
sense.
Everybody take pictures here with him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's a good time, you know. I kind of want to start getting into a little more like cocktails,
mm-hmm.
teaching a lot of people different drinks. I like to describe the show as the man show on the radio.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know, it's just
you
fun.
Guys drink and talk women and things like that. Now you often have guests. What kind of guests do you guys get?
Oh, I've gotten everything from, you know, TV stars, rock stars. You know, I've had Phil Verone from Skid Row, Grandmaster Jay from Run DMC, Lou Pizarro, Operation Repo. I've got a couple of fun guests that I'm working on coming up here from current TV shows. Hopefully, I won't jinx them by saying their names yet, but
really?
Working on them. Yeah, tonight we actually have a men's or a father's rights attorney coming on.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big advocate for men, and you know this whole thing. I hate seeing men getting screwed in divorce. Which, welcome to California. That's what happens.
Yeah, a lot, and because mm-hmm. often because of the kids, because they want to take care of the kids. So they really nail the father, you know, every time.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand in California, even if you're not married and you live with a woman for a while and support the kids, I think you're responsible for them after you split up too.
Oh, yeah.
Even
mm-hmm.
if you're not the father.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they
want to
make sure
that.
The kids are okay. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so the laws are really convoluted here, you know. I mean, it's I think it is time to discuss it, you know.
Oh, yeah. And another thing that I've noticed is if, say, your wife goes out and cheats on you,
right.
gets pregnant with another man's baby, and she ends up having that baby, if you sign the birth certificate, that kid is yours, and you're on the hook,
really?
Even though it's not your kid.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, and California being
rough.
A no-fault state, meaning the woman can do pretty much whatever she wants.
Right.
Go out there, screw everybody in the world, screw the man over any way she wants.
Right.
And, get away with everything.
Right.
Because it's no fault. So they're like, oh, sorry. It's like you weren't even mm-hmm. married, but she still gets half your shit.
Oh, really? So yeah. Is that what that means, the no fault?
Yeah, it means there's no reason for the divorce. It then becomes a mutual thing, and you split up.
Oh, wow.
And you split half your shit.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
So, You know, like I said, I really like having, I like the fact that we're having a male attorney come on.
Right.
Because it's one of the things that really bugs me a lot.
About. Yeah, we need someone to advocate for men, that's for mm-hmm. sure, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let me ask you this. Do you ever have female
all
guests
the time.
On your show? Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
All the time. Are you kidding?
You listed off
it's
a bunch
guy
of,
radio.
A bunch of, you know, guys have come on the show, and I'm like, I wonder if there's ever any females.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've actually had a couple of the other hosts here. Sheena Metal has come on the show a couple of times. Get her back into her raunchy Sheena Metal show like she used to do on the Howard Stern affiliate station. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Agnew has come on, Psychic right. Medium.
And you've had comics. Things like that, right?
Yeah, Constance Hall from Sci-Fi Channel's Monster Man.
Mm-hmm.
She comes on a
really?
Lot. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So how do you nice. Meet those people?
You know, honestly, my what do you call that? Like the ace in the hole
uh-huh.
is pretty much Billy Batts.
Oh, okay.
He goes out and he meets a lot of people. Although for the past 8-9 months, I've been booking the show entirely by myself.
Oh,
because
okay.
he went away for a while, so now it's Twitter, Facebook, email, and a lot of them just come to me.
They come to you.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Once your show is established, man, you have no shortage of guests for sure. So yeah, I mean, you've had Bridgette on your show too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you had someone else from my show, I think, too. No?
I don't think I had Stephanie on the show.
Stephanie wasn't on the show.
No, I just started. Yeah. I actually started 2 weeks before Bridgette started.
Oh, okay.
On when it was Sam in the Morning with Bridgette.
Right, yeah. That's true. Yeah, so it was before January 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah. So you've been married for 3 years. How did you guys meet?
As most people that know that listen to my show, I'm a master mechanic. Now I work on Harleys, but before I worked at a Chevy dealership as a lead mechanic for them. And my wife was actually the receptionist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aww.
We met there and, you know, kind of hit it off and... You know, I mean, come on. You know, yeah. I got a hot car. I got Harleys. You know, all sorts of cool stuff. What chick isn't gonna be like, hey, that guy's got his shit together.
Yeah,
there
that's
you go.
Cool. And you're like, I'm gonna pick up that receptionist. Why not?
Oh know? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know,
so
just,
that's good. That's a nice story.
Aww.
Yeah, and just one thing led to another. You know, like I said, I'm a very driven person. Mm-hmm. By 19, I ran my own team of mechanics.
Really.
Also, that same year, I bought my first condo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
And then by 23, I bought my first house. So, you know, and this is also one of the other subjects that I get into a lot is I'm pretty sure, like, my generation and younger kids, mm-hmm. they all lost, almost everybody's lost their drive because I still go to restaurants and guess who's serving me food?
Who's that?
Everybody I went to high school with.
Really?
I mean, I'm not saying I'm a big shot or I've made it, but I work hard for what I do.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
Where is that then? Are you from LA originally? Or?
Pretty much I've lived in Santa Clarita Valley my entire life.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, I'm now a Castaic, you know.
Resident.
But, you know, Castaic is not actually part of the Santa Clarita Valley. It's unincorporated LA.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that means is we get like, 5 different types of cops coming around.
Really?
Yeah. County, sheriffs, state, highway patrol, everything. So you never know who to call when something goes bad.
Oh.
They all say call the other one.
Call the other one.
Cool. Now, so do you have a motorcycle yourself?
Yes. Yes, I actually own a 05 Road King.
Really?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What's that, a Harley?
Yeah, Harley Davidson Road King.
Wow.
It's a big boy bike. I moved up from my customized Sportster.
Yeah. Wow. So you always liked working on motorcycles and things like that? I mean...
Well, see, here's the thing. I've always liked motorcycles, and I've right. always liked Harleys. And before I started working on Harleys for a living,
mm-hmm.
I owned one, never really worked on it. I didn't even know how to change the dang oil on it.
Really?
Apparently you pull a hose apart, and then you can drain it or something on the Sportsters.
Yeah.
And then I go to work where I work now, uh-huh. and they're like, well, guess what? Tomorrow you work on motorcycles. I'm like... Okay, why is that? You're the only other person with a motorcycle license.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's a cool little gig.
Yeah. Sounds good. Now, wow. aren't you afraid riding a motorcycle? I mean, of other drivers and shit like that?
Every day. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, riding to and from work or anywhere, especially out here in Van Nuys. Mm-hmm. I honestly have to say California probably has the worst drivers in the world.
Really?
Oh,
well, you haven't been to other places in the world. I mean, if you're telling me that, because I'm telling you, California drivers are, I think, are some of the most courteous ones.
Courteous?
Yes.
Oh, my
around
gosh.
The world, I'm telling you.
Well, dude, comparing it to...
To Israel, to Italy, you know. I mean, look at places like Asia.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Stuff, you know?
Italy, they all have, like, those little Vespas, like, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they drive like crazy. So I'm telling you, I mean, it's all relative, Joey, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's some of the best drivers. But go ahead, finish what you were saying.
Well, no, the reason I say that is because I've been to a lot of other states. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, okay, Arizona. Right. Probably has some of the most courteous drivers I've ever seen in my life. But
really?
It's probably also because you're allowed to conceal and carry. I mean, I don't know. You know, you're just like, I better not cut that guy off and flip him the bird because he's got a gun sitting on his dash.
That's true. That's a good thought right there.
So you can do that in Florida too, right? Some parts of Florida.
Yeah.
You can...
Yeah, you can retain a permit. You can actually get a permit in California, but it's so hard to get.
Oh, yeah.
Almost nobody gets one.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. You can get a conceal and carry in California.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be like near impossible, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, most of the time you just have to be either a cop mm-hmm. or a security guard for some high-level executive or like Snoop Dogg or something.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting. Do you own a gun?
Maybe.
Okay. That means yes.
Maybe a few.
So where do you go practice? Like at firing ranges and things like that, or?
Yeah, there's a lot of places to go shoot. I like shooting the shotgun a lot. You know, mm-hmm. shooting trap, skeet.
Really?
And you know, shooting the little birdie things. I mean, I don't really shoot real birds, but.
Yeah, so Joey's like such a man's man. Huh?
Yeah, motorcycles, cars, and guns.
Yeah, booze, girls.
Girls. Talk about boobs.
All right, let's talk about boobs.
Okay.
Well, boobs, yes. Well, you know what, Sam? I think you, you know, a good way to describe you, uh-huh. you're kind of like the
a booby?
The booby yeah. man. No, like the Hugh Hefner of radio.
Oh, because yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I know your age, and yet you seem like a younger man, just
Thank
the way
you.
Things are going. And but you always surround yourself with young, beautiful women.
Well, because I can, you know. Yeah, but Hugh Hefner is a whole different story, you know.
That's okay. I mean, you just need to walk around here with a robe. I'm the.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm the Playboy of LA Talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, speaking of boobs, I actually saw, like, I don't know what was with this weekend, but I was somewhere, I can't remember where we were walking to. It was one place, we're walking down, you know, Hollywood Boulevard, going to another, and, you know, there's this girl, I see her, like, in the middle of, like, a whole, like, group of other friends, and they're all, whatever, like, dressed cute, like, they're going out, and I look, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's wearing this black top, and it's totally sheer, like, it's completely
really?
See-through, and you just see her boobs, like, just... Hello,
wow.
they're just there.
They're just there.
And she's just walking with her friends like nobody's business,
yeah.
nobody's paying attention. I'm like, did you see her boobs?
Was she good looking?
That's the question.
You know what? I don't even know. I was just like so like flabbergasted by the fact that she was just walking down the street and you could totally see her boobs. I didn't even see her face.
Yeah, well, obviously crying for attention and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
oh,
all for
and
that.
Also at the I'm sure guys were like just all about it. And then at the pool yesterday, you know, this girl's wearing like this cute little like that's kind of the thing. I haven't really gotten into it yet, but they wear it's kind of like a I don't know. It's kind of almost like a one-piece like bikini, but it's not a bikini. It's like it's a top,
right.
And then because it just goes better underneath. Like if you wear a skirt over it, so you don't have to keep like pulling it down and tucking it in or whatever. So I guess I understand that. But it was so like the side of it, like you could almost see her entire boob. Like it wasn't just oh, like that's some like side boob going on. You know,
right.
like if it cuts in more towards the front, like instead of having like that cleavage in the middle, like you see like the side boob. You know,
right.
which I guess is also appealing to men.
Yeah.
And
every angle is appealing.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, you know, it's boob. But I mean, it was like she must have had it. taped up so good because it was like right there.
Really?
Like it was the whole side boob, like up into the nipple. Like, it, I mean, yeah, if that tape would have given at all, it would have been like, whoop, like pop out. Like, okay, there she is. Time to go.
Sounds good. I like fashions like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet.
Didn't some state just pass a law where it's okay to actually walk around topless?
Where?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's okay to walk around completely nude in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
But I was just there and I didn't see anybody naked.
Yeah. I think they do it like doing parades and shit like that, you know?
Well, I hear there's like, you know, just parks or certain places where people will just walk around nude.
Really?
And,
oh.
Yeah. Oh,
huh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Maybe it was Washington or Oregon. I remember the somebody released the letter. One of the police commissioners or chiefs sent out a letter to everybody like, yeah, you know what? It's okay for women to walk around topless, so don't harass them or give them tickets or anything.
Really?
And every officer is like, yay!
Wow.
I remember when I was about 15 or so, we went to Denmark with my family. And over there, women just freely take off their tops when there's a sunny day because they don't get a lot of sunny days and stuff. They don't get a lot of sun. So freely. And, you know, as a 15-year-old, I'm like having a party, man, walking through the park and everything, you know. So there are a lot – that's the thing. They're a lot more sexually free in those Scandinavian countries. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's like sex everywhere, you know. But it doesn't feel dirty, you know. It doesn't. It's just you know, I mean, a sex shop is like a Victoria's Secret or something, you know. And you'll see women going in there too, which is mind-boggling, you know. So, yeah, some all four going topless. You know?
Well, it's less taboo in other countries. I mean, yeah. here in America,
right.
You know, they censor everything. We're completely, right. You know, like I said, censored. Or you watch European TV and there's nudity everywhere.
Right.
The nude news or whatever the heck those places are.
Yeah.
Bring the nude news here. We'd like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like in the, was it the Deuce Bigelow, the European Gigolo one, the second one that they did.
In Amsterdam,
and he's like,
yeah,
and he's watching the weather, and he's like, oh man, all you got's the weather on. Yeah. He's like, no, just wait, trust me, you know. And she's like talking and, you know, whatever language. Yeah, she just starts stripping and like. And then the other weather man comes on and he's like not that attractive, and then he starts stripping. He's like, oh, turn it off.
Gross.
Yeah. No, I mean, the U.S. is pretty conservative when you think about it, you know. I mean, we have...
Yeah, we really are.
It's a pretty religious country. We don't want to admit it, but we are, you know. There's a lot of influence from the religious right, from the conservatives and so forth, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, you go to other places, it's so much freer, you know. Mm. And we're supposed to be like the, you know, the free country.
Exactly.
Where
everything
the
goes.
New radicals.
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least this show is uncensored.
It's on the internet. It's not censored yet.
Yeah, maybe eventually, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll figure out a way to censor something.
Yeah.
You'll get a fine every time you throw an F-bomb out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can't even mention words. I mean, come on, it's just words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I know. Stuff that'll... That'll haunt you forever.
Yeah.
Like, say one wrong thing. Like, what happened to, what's her face? Paula Deen. Like, she said something, and I guess it was so long ago, but because somebody decided to, like, bring it back up, now she's lost everything.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, made a reference to a joke or something that was years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Had she not admitted to it on that form, none of this stuff would have ever happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But just because she admitted it.
Yeah, it's...
Well, maybe, yeah.
Well, you know what? The country's very one-sided on a lot of things like that. I mean, you know, you see it all over Facebook, all these stories that you never heard about until now. And, you know, like, well, Paula Deen is getting... she's the martyr or you know, she's getting hung on the cross when, you know, this is like things that normal black... comedians say all the time.
Right,
exactly.
Oh, for sure.
It's like they can say it, but we can't, type of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if a word is offensive, nobody should be able to say it, you know?
Right.
But yeah, then again, you know, I mean, with some words, you know, it's like if you use dirty words or something and people are like, oh, you know, I don't like this kind of language, it's bullshit, you know? I mean, it's just words. We communicate. What the hell, you know?
What the? Is that a meow or something? Is there?
It was a sneeze. I tried to like kind of.
Is there a kitten
like,
in here?
Like go away from the mic, but that was yeah. That was.
Wow, that was a gentle sneeze.
Yeah. I was trying to be as like I was trying to not make it be a big deal. I'm like maybe nobody will hear it.
Yeah.
And well, so much for that. Yeah. God bless me.
When you sit in front of the computer, in front of the microphone, people hear everything.
Yeah, like Sam, you like to admit when you burp all the time.
Yeah.
Even if we don't hear, you're like, oh, by the way, I just burp.
I should actually like, burp okay. on the mic like Howard Stern does.
Yeah.
He has no problem with that.
We do that all the time on Guy Talk. Oh, yeah, you know, I actually, because we're drinking beer.
You're drinking beer, yeah.
It's a normal thing. I actually had Adam Sizemore, one of my favorite, you know, musicians, Railways and... And what's the other one? Modern Day Players. He comes in, he plays songs for us live all the time on
really?
on the show. Uh-huh. And one of his first few things, he's sitting there drinking some beers, and you hear him strum, and all of a sudden he's like,
whoa.
And then he starts the song. It was good. It was a great intro.
Wow.
Best solo I ever heard.
Yeah.
Classy.
Wow. No, that, yeah. Well, I was going to bring up this... you mentioned Phil Varone, you know, and I hate this motherfucker. I got to tell you, man. Yeah, he rubbed me the wrong way. You know, we had a run-in a few years ago. And I don't think he was in a band then, you know. He was just, like, in porn or whatever, you know. This guy had a mold of his dick made, and I don't know who the hell buys it, but...
What?
Yeah.
Women buy it.
Do they?
It's called the Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He actually, he had to go on to Dr. Phil and I think, like, talk to him about it, the Dr. Phil show.
About a sex addiction or something. I remember him being on a show about sex addiction, maybe on Oprah or something.
Celebrity Rehab.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Sex addiction, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, you know, and I think his dick is pierced or something, isn't it? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's
he's full
the ploy.
Of cats.
Apparently, it has the only he has the only pierced phallus out there for women to buy.
Oh wow.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And why would a woman want to buy
crazy.
Something like that?
Well, from what I've heard, because I'm not a woman and I couldn't tell you, and I've never had my junk pierced, but I guess when you're having sex, women like the added.
Really?
Yeah.
Of a ring there or something.
Yeah, the ring or the bump or whatever. You know, so some guys actually get like these metal ball bearings and get them inserted inside. So it's kind of like one of those rabbits or whatever, you know, that has the balls that move around.
Right. Wow. They put it inside?
Goodness.
They implant it like inside?
Inside the skin, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
People are so fucked up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That sounds insane.
Imagine
like,
how
what?
Fucked up you have to be to do something like that, you know?
I don't know.
Like, what a childhood you must have.
I'm going to put ball bearings in my penis.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to. Maybe I'll run faster. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen people with those piercings. Like, you can basically get a piercing anywhere on your body. Like, I've seen, like, people on their arm, on the back of their neck, on, like, their chest.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And,
like,
and women do their clits and stuff, too.
Yeah, they do.
That's fucking crazy,
my gosh.
Man.
I don't know how they can do this. That sounds so painful.
I know, it's so sensitive, you know? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up this picture to show you guys, you know, of piercings and weird things. I follow Cora Peters on Twitter, and she might actually come on the show pretty soon. But just one of the pictures she put out, I don't think it's her, but it's somebody else, and it's just awful of piercings. And
what is it?
My God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my virgin eyes.
Yeah.
Your virgin eyes bullshit.
Okay, so what, Joey, describe what you just showed us, Joey.
All right. Basically, this picture, it's a woman squatting, and she has so many rings in her vagina and piercings.
And padlocks,
and
right?
Padlocks hanging from these huge rings.
Wow.
I'd be afraid my balls would get stuck or something. I don't know. It's.
I mean, what's the pleasure in that? I don't know. You know, people just mutilate themselves to no end, and I don't get the point in it, you know. The same with tattoos. Do you have any tattoos, Joey?
I do not have a single tattoo.
Yeah, neither do I, man.
Me neither.
And, it's just, it's something that ruins your body, and you can't. Well, people would argue about that, you know, but that it ruins your body. But. You know, it stays with you. You know, you can't get rid of it. You know, and it's a pain in the ass. I think. once you get older and you don't want it anymore.
You don't want a wrinkly Mickey Mouse?
No, I definitely don't.
Well, I heard a really smart man told me that this one time. He was a biker, and I'm like, why don't you have any tattoos? He's all, hey, you don't want to have any identifying marks in case you ever need to disappear.
Right.
I'm like,
there you go.
Oh.
So this is tough.
Okay. Well, yeah.
That's stuck with me, you know, kind of in an old, I don't want any identifying marks. You're like, what did this guy do?
Wow. Yeah, it's kind of like in what was it? Was it The Town with Ben Affleck?
Yes.
His movie and that whole thing. Remember how he said like his brother had it on the back of his neck, like the fighting Irishman tattoo thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember because there's that scene in the movie where she tells him about, she's like, yeah, I remember one of the guys had that on the back of his neck. Right. And then it's like, oh, and then he sees him at like the coffee shop or whatever. He's like, oh, this is my brother. And he freaks out thinking that she's going to see it.
Yeah.
And then there's like that whole suspenseful scene. And then they go to say goodbye, but he just puts his hand on like the back of his neck and goes to like give him a hug.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, it's so suspenseful. But yeah, that's what it made me think of.
Cool.
So hold on,
we have a phone call. Let's see who that is.
Oh,
they just hung up. I let them wait too long. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, if you ever want to, you know, rob a bank or commit a crime, put on a fake tattoo.
Yeah.
I swear he had a
dragon. To mislead them.
He had a dragon tattoo.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, Joey. You must have given it some thought.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You've never had a drunk conversation. Dude, we could totally rob a bank one time. Yeah, put on fake tattoos. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
grow a beard so you can do it and not wear a mask and then just shave.
Yeah. Now, do you find guys with tattoos attractive sometimes?
Actually, I do. Yeah.
You don't mind how many they have on? I mean, if they have a sleeve and things like that, that doesn't bother you?
No, I mean, one of my exes, he had his entire back covered.
Oh my God,
it came
really?
Up his neck.
Uh-huh.
And then he also had his calves covered, too. Ugh. And then he had a tattoo on each forearm, and then it kind of like came down his shoulder and then across like his collarbone.
Right. So almost his
entire body. Yeah, he had a lot of ink. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And I didn't mind it. I mean, for a while I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. But it's not like I won't date a guy if he doesn't have any tattoos, you know, but I also won't like not date a guy because he has tattoos. Like I think, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I like them.
Let's take a caller. Hold on a second. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Morning, this is Chris out here, beautiful, not on fire, Colorado. How y'all doing?
Oh, Chris, how you doing, man?
What's up, Chris?
Better, except the whole tattoo and piercing thing is really hurting me right now, just hearing it.
Why is that? Do you have a lot of tattoos?
No, I have zero.
Oh.
I fear permanency.
Yeah.
That's my ex-wife.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't have a single piercing or tattoo. I've known guys that they told me, the cops, you know, when they do the APBs or whatever, one of the first things they say is, has this tattoo. I'm like, no fucking way am I getting that done.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, it sounds painful.
Yeah, it does identify you, that's for sure.
You don't want any teardrop tattoos or anything like that? No?
Zero. I'm a rare man.
Yes, you are, man.
Yeah, I don't have single one either.
Yeah. So how's it going in Colorado? Are you guys starting to smoke weed a lot?
I don't do that, man.
Oh.
My glaucoma hasn't kicked in, and I just... You know, there's just so much stuff that people don't know about it that as it came out yet, I don't know. I stick to beer, and Joey knows this. We don't drink much. We talk about it a lot.
Sure.
He recently got my list of 150 breweries I happen to like. And
yeah,
stuff, but that's
there you
a whole
go.
Other story.
Exactly. All your pictures have beer in them, but but you're not into beer that much.
Part of my charm.
Yeah. Chris is a popular man when it comes to beer. What was the festival you were just part of?
The Epic Beer Festival.
Yeah, out there in Colorado.
Man, it was glorious. We had four of them. We had four of them. Me and a few other people were watching over. One from Scotland, Canada, Ireland, and then Lebanon. And the Canadian one was actually the best one. There were so many of them there.
Wow.
And it was glorious.
Yeah.
Very good.
Sounds like you had a lot of fun.
Beer is wonderful.
It is. It truly is nectar of the gods. and makes me pretty. You know? My friends say we can't drink that much. Oh, fuck you.
So you're with your you've been with your girlfriend for a while. Are you guys? Did you get married?
No,
you didn't.
We're
get married
actually
yet.
No longer at that stage anymore.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're not together anymore?
Not a bad thing.
No. You're not together anymore?
Well, we take a step back.
Yeah.
And, with the whole employment issue, I want to get myself situated before anybody has a chance. So that's cool. I might come out there for vacation here pretty quick. There's somebody out there I got to come see.
Yeah, there
and,
you go.
And yes, Joey, you're on the list because we'll have to be drinking.
Yeah. Well, you better put me on the list too,
the
man.
Snob.
Yeah. Better put me on the list, and you're going to be on the show too, man. So,
oh,
yeah,
of
please
course,
do come
on. Of course,
on.
I hope so. I've known you for, what, six codes?
Yeah.
For six codes. That's, yeah. That's how you judge the length you've known Sam.
Exactly. We don't count years. We count codes.
At least he doesn't go, fuck you, Craig.
All right, Chris. Well, we got to go, man. But thanks so much for calling in.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too, man. All the best.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's cool, man. I love Chris.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Anytime I post a picture of beer, he's right there. He's like, yeah. Well, I actually, just over the weekend, like I said, I was in San Francisco, me and the wife. This is our third anniversary. And
oh, congratulations. Mazel tov.
Thank you. And the first time we've been away from both kids for more than, you know, a couple of hours.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm very grateful for my family and friends and everybody that was able to help us out because, you know, when you got kids, your house poor, your kid poor, you're just, you know, just going out there and everybody that helped us out, you know, really loved it. But Frisco has a lot of breweries.
Oh, okay.
And I was very happy that I got to go to Rogue Beer, Rogue Brewery, and, you know, actually sit there and have a few of their beers that you haven't, you know, right out of the tap.
Uh-huh.
Draft beer is so much better than bottled beer.
Right. And
really?
So they just have tours and stuff at those breweries where you can actually see it?
Well, they actually, it's a brew house. So,
oh, okay.
So they have the beers, right? It's a bar.
Oh, okay.
With their beer on tap, and it's...
Okay.
They have, there's a whole bunch of places out there. I've been to 21st Amendment out there. I went to Rogue, but only went to Rogue this weekend, and it was...
Yeah.
It was good stuff. I've been dying to try some of their beer.
Yeah. It's funny. I go to San Francisco. I go to the computer museum. He goes to the bars and the breweries.
The computer museum?
Funny. Yeah. There was one in Silicon Valley. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's
my.
It's amazing. Yeah, if you're into that, obviously.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
I saw there was a special on Living Social for the computer one.
Yeah. It's really cool. I mean, you know, if you're into it, it's like you see the evolution of computers and stuff, and it's just, things have changed so much. It's just unbelievable.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, like I was saying about the Living Social thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've never used one of those things before, and I'm kind of pissed off about it a little bit.
Why?
All right, because, like I said, we're out there, and I've been watching these things for a while. I don't exactly know how these things work, but it looks like you can buy them, print it, and go use it
right
there and there.
Exactly.
We're standing in, we want to go into the aquarium, me and my wife, and we're down there in San Francisco. We want to go to the aquarium, and, you know, I look on Living Social, it says you can buy the tickets right then and there, and there's some barcode or something they just scan on your phone. They're like, all right, well, we just emailed you the tickets, and you can't use them till tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm standing right in front of it. Why can't I use it right now?
Right.
And it just kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Yeah, well, if you read the terms, that's pretty much how it works, though, you know, so, yeah.
Well,
They tell you can start using it the next day. That's what I noticed.
Oh, yeah. I read through the terms, and I didn't see that anywhere, and I didn't read it anywhere. I'm like, oh, we can use it right now. Let's get them. We were sitting there waiting for – we're having lunch.
Right.
And I buy this, and I'm like, why can't I use it right now?
Right, because you're already there. You see, they're trying to bring people, new people there.
I was like, son of a – and so then, you know, they were easy about getting the refund, but it just kind of
– Yeah. No, I've been using it quite a bit. I mean, it's really cool, some of these deals, you know. In fact, I just got myself an introductory flight at Santa Monica Airport. You know, I used to fly. I was like a student pilot, And I stopped it right before I got my license, but I miss it so much, I thought, I'm going to go and check it out again, you know. So, like, for $100, you can do it, you know. Usually it's $250.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so those are good deals and stuff, yeah.
I mean, that barely covers the gas in a plane.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, anyway, guys, we got to run, so to make room for the next show. Joey, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Everybody, thanks for having me.
Of course. Everybody check out Guy Talk Radio Mondays at 4 right here on LA Talk Radio. And Mia, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
We'll
and
see
we'll
you
see
tomorrow.
Everybody tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.